everybody. Well, today is Friday, and if you're live, it's Friday. I don't know if you're dead what it would be, but anyway, if you're live on the program, it's Friday. I guess maybe it's still going to be a Friday if you're dead. Anyway, here we go, July 3rd, 2015, and this is the end of the week. We're on Station 2 tonight and Station 2 tomorrow, which is Saturday. Station 1, Monday, and Wednesday. So, our paranormal night, so let's do some clearing here. Maybe you had situations going on in your life this week, so let's see what they are. Think of one of those that bothered you, the biggest situation that you had, or the one that traumatized you the most or something. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do the date today, July 3rd, 2015. Let's release that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So remember, tomorrow is the 4th of July. And they've had a situation, I mean, into the 4th of July or on the 4th of July. Remember, this is a day that you might remember. And so maybe you had an accident or something. Something happened to you. And now you're looking at it, well, that happened a year ago. No. And maybe you sense yourself remembering what you went through, which means that now you're on that timeline. You don't want to be in that timeline any longer, because the timeline is going to give you a lot of bad stuff. So let's release that timeline for this date here. So here we go. One, two, three, oh boy, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. And let's energize the light beams now. And here we go. Up one or all three of them. We'll put do them all at once here. So here we go. Bringing in the energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So here we go. Let's turn it over to our co-host, Ann. So, Ann, are you there tonight?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you're a new listener, a special welcome to you, and please check out that website after our show is over, of course. And Ron mentioned that we have another show tomorrow evening, also at 7 p.m. on BBS Radio, and it's a wonderful show to be on live. A lot of the other shows are you can listen to any time because BBS kindly archives them for us pretty quickly, in fact. But the Saturday night one is a really good one to get on live because we take a trip to the Creation Lightship. So, Ron, we have quite a few questions and comments for you tonight. But I was thinking that since you mentioned already that in the U.S. anyway, tomorrow is July 4th, Independence Day, we have a request for some clearings around that, and I thought, you know, that we might even want to do them tonight and tomorrow night for people. And the first one would be for any fear or discomfort that people might hear from fireworks and have, rather, from fireworks and firecrackers, and M-80s, especially people who are veterans that might be upsetting to them. And it's already started. I don't know about other people, but in my neighborhood, I've been hearing firecrackers like every night this week. Are you there, Ron?
Let's do a clearing. So here we go. So for traumas that you may have had or having, if we can get you off that timeline. So stronger, and stronger. Hey, we'll just see if that helps you. And so back to you.
Okay, and I was thinking that a lot of people are, you know, either feeling, probably not a lot of people that are listening to you, but a lot of people in a general way in this country feel a lot of pride, and that can be a very, you know, like off emotion. And I was wondering if we could have a sample of clearing pride away from us.
Okay, so I mean, that's another judgment. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, someone said thank you already for that, because there are some combat veterans that are listening tonight. So maybe the person themselves has actually been, you know, out fighting in some kind of war or something, and, you know, that's a very, very sad thing. I remember when I grew up, Ron, there was a home in our town of, you know, they looked just to me as a child like middle-aged to somewhat older people. And my parents just said, oh, those are the poor people that are shell-shocked from the war. And they were just kind of like they would just wander and sort of be in a fog. And I guess there was some kind of, I don't know if that's a real thing or what, but it's nothing good comes from war.
Yeah.
I was thinking, too, when we talked about the fireworks and firecrackers, Ron, that could we do a clearing of our hearing in case we have any hearing damage maybe or blocks to our hearing?
Okay, here we go. So let's release that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now let's see, what else can we do here? I know that if there's any vets listening out there, sometimes you know, the post-traumatic stress could get you when you hear the firecrackers go off, and maybe you kind of get freaked out and you want to duck and cover because of the sound that it makes. Let's do a clearing for that here. So think of that, that noise that's bothering you. I don't want you to bring up one of the events that you went through personally, you know, because that's going to be too traumatic. We'll just take the sound itself and see if we can release that from your consciousness here on a timeline. So we're going to get rid of all those timelines, at least the ones that are there, and say all of them, at least timelines if we can, or hearing like bombs and explosions going off. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, maybe that will help some people out there. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Now, would you say that the trauma body clearing would help people that have had that kind of trauma experience in their lives? Is that what you were doing, the sample of, kind of a trauma body clearing, or were you just clearing specifically with the war issue thing?
It could work the other way, too, yeah. So if anybody had a trauma with loud noise, it could clear that also. That's
okay,
good. Okay.
Great. Okay. Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to go to... Oh, well, there are a couple of other things happening this month that are planetary, Ron. Somebody wrote in that two things. There are going to be two full moons this month and two planets visible. Do you want me to tell you what the planets are?
Sure, go ahead, yes. Uh-huh.
Jupiter and Venus.
Okay.
Now, do you think that's... Are those two, that's kind of like four events happening in 1 month. Is that going to affect us, Ron? Can you explain to us how we might be affected by planets?
Yeah, let's see here. So, releasing the energies. Yeah, I don't know, but we'll release them. So, which one do you want to do first, Ann?
Well, how about the moon energy?
Okay, let's release the moon. So, kind of interesting, you got Venus and Moon, and probably even Mars there. But here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And the
so
next one?
The next one, Venus.
Okay, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, that's pretty heavy.
I've always heard that Venus brings the love energy. Is that true, Ron?
Well, it's duality energy. It could. I don't know, but we'll release that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Okay, great. Is there anything?
Could be Mars here, I guess. That might be one. So let's do Mars.
Okay.
So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Ann, do we have any emails out there?
Yes, we do. Thank you so much for doing those planetary or planet clearings, Ron. I have a quick question, though, before we move on from that. When we talk about timeline crashes, like someone, for instance, will write in about something that happened in the world just recently, someone did, and you said, oh, I'm not even on that timeline. I don't know about it. Would these planetary influence things be the same? Like if we didn't know that there were planet things going on this month, would it not affect us, or are we still going to sort of be victims of those occurrences?
Say that again, Ann. I quite didn't get all of that.
Okay. If we're unaware that, for instance, there were going to be the two moons and those planets are very visible this month, would it still affect us if we just didn't even know about it?
Yeah, I'm sure that all the planets would be affecting you. If you didn't know about it, you may feel different because those energies are out there for a reason. And you may have felt a change when I released that energy from you just recently, okay, the last 5 minutes. So the energies are there. They're, just think of them as an alien ship, in a sense, transmitting stuff to you. May not be exactly correct, but that's, kind of a way to look at it, because the moon does affect a lot of people, especially women. I guess men too, you know. And all of a sudden you wonder why your temper goes off easily, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, maybe it happens for a week, and then it calms down, and you go, wonder what's going on. And then you research, well, gee, it was a, you know, the moon was really bright. I don't know if it's the same on a full moon or a new moon or whatever kind of moon it is, but when it's full, you know, that's like when the police department has more people on, because people, in a sense, get loony, you know, Looney Tunes, you know. And so that's the reason. So anybody who's maybe dealing with people, they know that that's going to be troublesome for them. So all these things do happen, and it doesn't take much of a stretch to realize that, yeah, the tides change and everything else. And all of a sudden, you know, you have problems. So I guess back to you.
Okay, yeah, I knew my neighbor, former neighbor, was a nurse in a mental place and mental hospital, and they put on more coverage when there was a full moon. Okay, I was thinking, Ron, that it would be nice to have, if you don't mind, a sample of the media clearing.
Okay, yeah, that would be good. So here we go. The way it works, you have to think of a situation that you saw on the news. So, you know, if one of those situations bothered you, then you're connected to those timelines. So you want to get off the timeline. So we'll first release you from what you saw, see if we can get rid of that energy. So you have to think of something, because I can't just do a blanket healing on everything that you saw and heard in your life. But you got to pick up, you know, what you saw, probably whatever you saw that you want to have released. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, well, that's pretty heavy. I don't know what you people saw recently, but whoever saw something, it's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, somebody wrote in that they felt like their head was spinning, and when you cleared, especially Jupiter, and they felt a lot of heat also. And Mars was heavy too, wasn't expecting that. Thanks, Ron. And then a listener wrote in, planetary energy is not a timeline per se. So I guess that is what you said.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not a timeline. You know, the events on the media clearing can put you on the timelines. The planets like are sending you controlling information. Mind control, robotic controls. You know, that's why you're seeing, you know, 10, 10, 11, 11, et cetera, on your clocks, or 1, 2, 3 all the time. They're coming from somewhere. Well, they're coming from some mind energy, and it could very possibly be the planets. It's hard to say what's out there in the beyond, though. It could also come from the underground, too. We'll just keep it very simple and say that it's coming from the beyond out there, and some alien has you as a handler, and they're handling you, and they want to make sure that you're being remote-controlled properly. So when you clear those planets, all of a sudden you start feeling better. You get a little bit lighter feeling. You don't feel as oppressed or depressed, okay? So then what happens is they transmit something to you, then you start thinking about something or watch something, and that puts you onto a timeline. So that's like the key to open the door to cause your problems, and then you naturally find a problem because you're searching, trying to figure out what you're looking for or why you're feeling funny, and or you know, you get controlled to watch the news at 6 o'clock, and there's something going on there, and it pushes your buttons a little bit, and now you're on that timeline with everybody else who's watching that same program. So, you know, that's why you may hear people mentioning that they threw their TV away. You know, years ago, there's people that said, I never watched TV, I got rid of my TV. And so that was where the people were kind of aware of that. And you know, if you want to be more simple-minded, then you just want to not listen to stuff that's going on out there, because it will tap into your emotions and put you onto the timeline. You don't know what timeline you're on. And you don't know how the other people are reacting on that timeline and infecting you. So it goes, you know, very, very deep, very quickly. And it may be hard to even get off that timeline, you know, if you start working more and more on that timeline, and they give you more timelines. And the worst part is when they go tangent on the timelines. That's where you start having a lot of the alien experimentations with bodies and things. Normally, a regular timeline is just a program for you to act out and live. That's the movie set. And then if you're on that a lot and other aliens want to tap into that, they may just take you sideways, like 90 degrees on the timeline, in a sense, a tangent timeline. And now they're going to be experimenting with you, strapped to a table and stuff like that. And then you wonder why you're having phantom pains in your body and stuff, and why things are not working out for you the way it's supposed to the day before. So you want to get off the timelines. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. You have a whole life pain body clearing. That's wonderful and very effective. So if you have something like that going on and you don't even know why, like something hurts and you didn't hurt it or injure it or fall on it or something, would the pain body clearing help you release a pain like that?
Yeah, it could. Also, the entity clearing could do that. So, you know, if you wake up with the pain in your body, maybe after a night's sleep, and you didn't have it before, that's a clue that you're out there in the beyondo, living on timelines, and something happened to you when you were not conscious here. And so right away, that would be an abduction. So with that abduction going on, you may not know what happened to you when you were abducted, what movie set you're on. And from there, you know, you may want to do some timeline crashes on that sleep night that you had, you know, the evening before you woke up. From there, the aliens could have copied and pasted another timeline on you or situation. And it could even be with the day. So maybe you wake up, we'll just say like tomorrow, which is, you know, you're going to sleep tonight. So tomorrow you wake up, July 4th, and you go, man, my back really hurts. What happened last night, you know? Normally you're just going to run to, you know, my back hurt. You know, what did I do? Well, what happened to you on that same day, maybe a year, two, five, 10 years, 20 years ago, okay? Maybe you slip and fail, and they just said, oh, you know, that date's coming up. Oh, here we go right here. That's the database. On July 4th, what does this person do on July 4th that, you know, was detrimental to them, but we got a lot of energy out of them? Well, then you might want to go back, because they could have copied and pasted the pain and the trauma on you, and you probably won't really remember the event. They could actually take that away from you. So if it wasn't really an abduction where you were somewhere else getting having boards hit you or something, or were shot in the back or something, if that didn't happen, then it could be from your current past here, and it would just be a day thing for you. So look back, and you want to clear that out. So you may want to do timeline crashes for bad, you know, hurting back, you know, in your life at some point on July 4th. And the year, you wouldn't know what it would be, typically, unless you can remember what it was. So that's one way of looking at it. I worked with a person a while back here, and the person said, you know, my leg or legs, I think it's one leg, doesn't feel like it belongs to me. And this happens quite often. You know, I had people mention that with their arms and hands, you know, and stuff. So this person happened to have a leg put on them that was a bird leg. So it had the four claws on the four toes anyway, I guess, or whatever. Anyway, so I think some birds have three, I think. But this had four, and it was some type of maybe alien bird or something. So I had to take that off and bring back, recreate a new leg for the person, and then it felt fine. So that was one of those abductions on a tangent timeline. So that's what happens. You wake up and you feel, this doesn't feel like mine. You know, it looks like it's an arm, but it doesn't feel like it's my arm. So we could do that. I'll do a clearing for that for people. There's a part on your body that doesn't feel like it's yours. Maybe it got switched out, we'll say, in the last week. And you look at yourself, or it just feels different to you. Sometimes you may want to touch your hand, you know, and one hand feels alive, the other one feels dead. Maybe one hand is always warm, one is cold, or something like that. You all have your own situation that this could be happening to you on, but I'll clear that for you. So let's release the energy that's on you that doesn't belong to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how that's doing. And it might, we'll get some email. Why don't we check the people calling in and stuff? They're not calling, but sending stuff in to us. We'll see how it feels. And we could also continue that tomorrow night. But it would be interesting to see what changed with people.
Well, right, and if somebody thought something was strange with a body part, they probably were not thinking the scenario you just described of it being like actually not your body. So somebody who might have something like that going on probably got an interesting insight today. So yes, we'd love to hear from you. I was wondering, Ron, since we were talking, you had your wonderful entity call this afternoon at 5:30. Every Friday at 5:30, Ron has an entity release call for an hour where we go to Creation Lightship, and it's a wonderful call. And I was wondering if you could perhaps do a sample of the entity, maybe take an entity from that part, that body part that you just were, I guess, making real again or making whole again. Ron?
Okay. My phone kind of went crazy. You want to?
Oh, okay. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear it now.
Okay. I was asking if you could perhaps release that same body part that you were just making real for us again, if you could just also release an entity from there. Okay, I think, Ron, you must still be having some trouble with your phone. I don't know if BBS is there and they need to call you back again, perhaps. I can keep talking, but it's much more interesting to have you on here with us. Hopefully people can still hear me.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, great.
Okay, so where are we?
Well, I asked if you could do an entity clearing from that same body part that you were.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, entities coming in. Yeah, that's good.
And
so
then maybe pain,
entities,
too. Okay.
geez, that'd be weird if you had, we'll just say a hand from a pig or something on you, and it looked human, you know, but it was from a pig, and now you have entities of pigs hopping into you, and you wonder why you're gaining weight, you know? Or all of a sudden you said, you know, I don't want to eat pork any longer, you know? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So those are entities of what you had attached to you being released, okay? And so that could be really different. Because you normally just think entities come in from a situation that you are having, but not knowing that you have a, I'll just use the word non-human part on you, or even body organ, and you wonder why you're behaving a certain way, you know? So, and entities can come in that like that particular thing, and it could even be alien entities, so that can get even deeper. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And how about pain, in case people have pain from that same body part?
Okay, here we go. So pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Okay, here's an interesting question. It's kind of seasonal, I think, for most people. Are ants programmed to aggravate people?
Well, I don't know. I would think that, let's reverse that question. So you have ants in your house, we'll say. So you're aggravated because of having ants in your house, in your cabinets or whatever. Or maybe ants in your, maybe you have a trash can outside and you open it up and, you know, they're living there. So that means that you're on the ant timeline. They're coexisting with you. So now, are the ants, you know, being told to come and see you? It's possible. So are they bugging you? Well, definitely, they probably are bugging you. So that means that you're on the ant timeline. And so what are the ants, you know, are the ants there to help you with something? So, you know, there might be a gift there. From there, I would get off the ant timeline. So you may want to do a lot of clearings for ants, you know, on the timeline for ants maybe being in your life.
Interesting. Do you think, Ron, that ants, I mean, there's so many different kinds, I know. Do you think they are a part of the real earth that the earth spirit created, or there's something that was put here that come under that category you've mentioned?
I don't think that they were here. They do feel a little alien to me.
Yeah. They seem very robotic, you know, and how they live, and, you know, like I had them a year or so ago, and boy, you just watch them and they go in a line and they talk to each other and signal each other, you know.
Yep.
It's very creepy, interesting to watch them. So the same listener has another question of something I've never heard of. The Pacu, P-A-C-U, fish, are they programmed to eat flesh of people?
I don't know what that fish is, you know. So I can't say that they are programmed to eat people. I don't know, you know. You know, they may just be liking, you know, like, do they eat other things, I guess? I would assume they do, so I can't say that they're programmed for only, people.
Right.
So right. I can't really answer that question.
Okay. Okay, somebody is writing in to thank you for the clone to light clearings. Ron has given us the alien to light, clone to light, and alien-human hybrid to light clearings. They're free clearings, but they're not on the website. If you would like to receive the links to them, you must send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send it to you. So this person said they've been running them for themselves, and they've been sleeping very well. I think this person might have written in about having some alien attacks during the night, and that's really helping. So they slept really well last night, and they'll keep he'll keep us posted, and they plan to run this, continue to run it at least once a month. I would suggest that maybe he could run that even a little more often than that, Ron. What do you think?
Yeah, I would probably say so, yes.
I keep that alien to light and clone to light going a lot.
Yeah, and, put people's names in that you, maybe saw that was strange or people around you. You know, it put it up for people that, maybe you only have 10 people in your small group of friends, you know, that you see all the time. Maybe you see more than 10, but, you know, you have your routine typically, and then you go to work. Routine, go to a coffee shop before you go to work or something, you know, or whatever you do. And you're seeing somebody, and maybe that person's acting strange that day. Maybe you're going to get a cup of coffee, and they don't recognize you. And you go, wow, that's kind of weird, you know, and they can't give change either, you know. Right away, you know they got cloned out. And so you go, wow, that poor person, you know, where are they? Well, you can't really be concerned with where they got taken, but you can help out the clone that's here. So that's what it's on there for. Or maybe your husband or wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or one of your children looks a little strange. You look at them and they go, you know, they're not behaving like they're supposed to be behaving. What's going on here? So that's what it's for. And also for, you know, people that you work with. All of a sudden, right away, you're able to help them. Otherwise, it would be very frustrating for you because you don't recognize that person any longer. Because they're not going to resonate. They're going to be, they're not going to have any body energy. And then, you know, you're going to think that, you know, if you didn't know about this clearing, you'd think, well, what's wrong with me? Got to be me. My son doesn't recognize me or my daughter, or they act strange and I don't know what it is. It must be me. You know, everybody, you know, they seem to be working okay with each other, but not with me. Well, now you know what you can do about it. You can help them out and help you. And so that's what I put it up for, to help people in your little circle of friends and family to do that. And also do yourself. I've had people say, you know, Ron, I did myself, and I feel different. Well, maybe they were trying to get you. So here we go.
Okay. Yeah, those are really terrific, Ron. And I would think, you know, of course you mentioned anyone in your life, but especially if you know who your handler might be, who that kind of they try to get to you through, it would be really helpful to do the alien to light because for sure that person is being controlled by aliens, right?
Yes, definitely, yeah. They're keeping tabs on you some way. Uh-huh.
Okay. So on, it was either the last show, Wednesday, or last Monday, you did a clearing on our necks, and you talked about past lives and people being hung, and I don't know if you remember that, but we have a message, I'm choking up, and I feel it, thanks. Wanted to gag, too, gasping for breath and wheezing. I guess I better timeline crash that. I was African-American in a past life.
Wow. Yeah, it's unfortunately we don't know what we don't know, you know.
Yeah.
So you're gonna feel better after you do the timeline crashes on that, yes.
Right.
And then also, you know, from there, if they hung you, what did you do? You know, did you deserve it? It doesn't matter, you know, if you deserved it or not, but what did you do to have that happen to you? You may want to look a little deeper. Maybe you have some fear in this lifetime of something, you know? And so maybe that fear that you have or anxiety is related to, you know, them hanging you or whatever. So you might be able to, you know, help yourself out because you're blocking probably some of your talents that you could have because of that fear. So here we go. I remember I worked with somebody who had a sleep disorder, and it turned out that it looked like they were, in the Roman days or something, they were a sentry or, you know, watching, you know, in a castle or something overlooking. So anyway, I guess they were at war, and, you know, they had to watch so that, you know, the invading whoever it was, you know, that they could sound off and say, hey, soldiers, wake up. You know, we got these guys coming. Well, the guy fell asleep. And so, and you know, he got, whatever happened, he got punished, I'm sure. But in this lifetime, can't go to sleep at night. And he's afraid to go to sleep because of something coming to get him. So, in fact, if that rings a bell for you, maybe you wake up off and on with anxieties or something, you know, not knowing where they come from. We'll just try this. So if you have that problem of being unable to sleep, let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's very heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, I'll just turn it back over to you. I'm still thinking of something else to do for people, but back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, while you're working on that, someone did write in about the work you did earlier in the show to bring one of our body parts back, and they said their arm is feeling warmer. It had been tingling like falling asleep lately, like it's not part of the rest of the body. So when you did that clearing, they started to feel warmth there. So thank you for that, Ron. And then, you know, maybe we'll hear from some more people later tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, this is our paranormal night, so, you know.
Well, I always say it's all paranormal, Ron.
Yeah, I want to work on feet, okay?
Okay.
So we'll just assume that at some time, it could be an alien thing happening to you right now. I'm on those tangent timelines, but we'll just look at it more of past life. And it could even be this lifetime, and it's in the past, okay? So we'll just say that you stepped on something, a spike, okay? A nail, a spike, it was rusty or whatever, a piece of glass, and now you wonder why your foot's hurting, okay? And it could have been created, you know, brought in on that special date. Remember we talked about July 4th. So it could have been a special date. Maybe it happened, you know, maybe it happened 2 years ago, and you have to limp now. You don't know what's going on. And you walk, and you kind of limp slightly. And maybe you get soul cushions in your feet and stuff, and that helps. But, you know, you don't know what happened. You go, I woke up one day, and my foot hurts, you know. So let's release that spike, the glass, the spike, whatever happened to your foot. And it could even be both feet. So here we go. If you have that problem, if not, just kind of say, yeah, I want to experience this too, because you might feel better. Maybe you had a broken arch and you didn't know it, you know. So here we go. One, and this is all from the past, releasing that past information that your body has stored in it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, there we go. Now we're taking out the spike. There we go, coming out, out of the bottom. There we go, out. Okay, and I got another one here, but we'll do this one next, first. One, two, getting rid of the poisons. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And that feels pretty good. Now we're going to go back maybe 100, 200 years ago. And they're illegal now to use, but remember the bear traps, right? And you've probably seen stuff like that. And maybe somehow you're out doing something, you know, in the 1800s, and sure enough, you stepped on a bear trap, and it caused all this pain to your, typically, I guess it would be your ankle area above that. So here we go. And let's release that energy. And maybe your foot's cold in this lifetime because of that. So one, or you have problems. Two, bear trap release. One, two, three, four, five. I feel a lot of energy in this one. Maybe somebody's crying out there right now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so that got the trap off of you, and now we got to deal with your pain body. So maybe the entities probably are no longer with you. In that lifetime they would be, but now they're probably not there. So now we're going to work with your pain body. One, two, three, four. No, infection. You've got to do infection. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And now we're going to do pain body, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now maybe you had, maybe you lost your leg, okay, or your foot, maybe gangrene came in or something like that. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five. This could be sadness, trauma. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now we're going to do one for the bears, okay? And so if there's any bear energy out there, DNA of bears that are living now, and or things that are in the invisible that may have died from this year, let's do a clearing for that. This is a little more difficult. So here we go. 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ed.
Okay, Ron. Well, that was really wonderful. Those were just wonderful healings. Thank you so much. when you were talking about the feet, where you started, I thought for many, many years, right, on this planet, we walked barefoot. So our feet, and our, you know, that's in our DNA, right? Our feet have probably gone through so much different trauma.
Yes, uh-huh.
And we could be carrying that all in our, oof. Well, that's really something. Thank you so much, Ron. Okay.
Yeah, I think some people had had that problem. So, you know, they may feel some results almost instantly from that clearing.
Well, my feet just feel really good. And the bottom of my feet, you know, felt like they were just tingling just a very gently, lightly. But so something definitely got released from me. So I appreciate that. Okay, so we would love to hear anyone's comments of how they felt and reacted to that, but meantime, I will move on. We can continue a little long on our show tonight, right, Ron, till 5
yes,
after?
About 10 more minutes, yeah.
Great. Okay, so the other day you had a conversation with Michelle about people listening to the archives and how the healings work, and I guess somebody is looking for some clarification. You mentioned that the clearings from the archives work 3 times, but other times you said they don't work, but only in the present. When do they actually work?
Well, if I do a special clearing, that's kind of unique, and I say it will not work on the archives, and it will not work. Most of the clearings will work 3 times. So you can re-listen to it 3 times. You can tell your friends about it. And then after that, after you're having that experience and it's helping you, then you know that you better get a whole lifetime clearing on that situation. So it's mainly there to show people on the archives, if they're brand new listening, that, yeah, wow, this feels great. And then you can tell your friends, and they can listen to it along with you. It'll work 3 times for you. So, through all the archives, if you listen 3 times and you heard about an emotional clearing, you would have 3 times of an emotional clearing, and that's it. If you listen to 100 archives, the emotional clearing works 3 times for you. So it's mainly designed to show you that it works, and then from there you're able to go on and do a whole lifetime clearing because you know you have problems there. And it's also designed to show, you know, other people that you may like who might want to experience having a pre-clearing. That's what it's for. The clearings will work. If I say it will not work, then it will not work whatsoever. You just feel the maybe peace energy coming in. So back to you.
Right. And what I find, Ron, and you could just tell me if I'm saying this correctly, but it feels to me like every show, if you're listening to an archive from like 2009 or something, you really feel so in the present with it. It's like it's happening in the present time. Is that way to
all
put it?
All the shows are in the now.
Right.
So the now has no time. So when you listen to any BBS, you know, archive or any shows that we have that we've been on, it's all in the present moment, so it will sound live to you. The energy will always be there. The light beams will be activated. Even if they're not activated, we started doing that maybe a couple years ago, I'm thinking. So anyway, if you have if you bring up like an old archive, we'll say 2009, and you put a light beam up in front of you, that light beam will be activated for you automatically when you're listening to the program. So I don't need to activate it like we do on the shows now. It'll be activated automatically. And everything is in the now. And so there's no distance in time on all the different shows. It's just the dates are different, naturally, because we're in different, we're in time here to listen to them, but the shows are actually all in the now. And like I mentioned before, if anybody hears something that sounds a little different, like the question that we just had there, you know, when do these healings work and stuff like that. If you heard something that we're talking about and you think that I said it one way and then another way and it doesn't sound like it's consistent, definitely let me know. You know, go to CLS Questions and say what you heard. And I would love to do another show on the same topic. I have people who, when I go to the expo, they say, "Yeah, Ron, I've been with you for a while, and you know, maybe even a year." And they listen to the archives and they go, "You know, I've heard you talk about this one thing, and I always thought it was this, and then I finally understood what you're really talking about. And now I have to go back and re-listen to the shows again because I have a whole different perspective on what you were saying, because my mind was blocked and the aliens wouldn't let me hear what you're saying. They would switch the words around in my head, and I just wouldn't, you know, I couldn't figure it out." But if you do hear something where it sounds like I'm saying something that isn't normal compared to the way we normally, you know, communicate here, and it sounds like I gave, I'll just use the word disinformation or something, definitely let us know, you know, because I'll go over that whole subject again. And maybe I left out a word or two. I don't know. So anyway, you know, I'd be very happy to do that, to help people out with their own personal, you know, questions that they may have. Because remember, even though you might think it could be a stupid question, nothing is stupid. So other people always benefit. That's why we have all the email questions that we normally try to go through on the shows to help people. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, and I would say also what could happen to people listening to the shows is that like you said, the aliens could kind of block things or twist things around on them, but also you could be trying too hard to take in everything mentally when really if you're heart-centered, it's more experiential. So yes, of course, we're learning. It's going into our brains too, but it's sort of, I think it helps to kind of be relaxed, wouldn't you say, and not try to overthink things?
Yeah, and if you are overthinking what I'm saying, then we listen to the program.
Okay.
And, you know, even, you know, send something to CLS Questions at Yahoo about what your question is, what you didn't understand or something. You know, perfectly fine. So back to you.
Okay. Well, we have another email here about the net clearing, and in case anyone missed the show, it was Monday, this listener is saying. So that was Monday, June 29th, and that is on the archive. So if you missed that show and you want to experience this net clearing that Ron did, you might want to listen to that. So this listener writes, "You cleared four parts of our necks. Thank you for the clearing. I turned my head one way, then the other, and felt my neck adjust itself and pop into place. Then I felt energy coming down my back and upper arms. It was a wonderful feeling, and it really validated the clearing that was done. So I put up a timeline crash for broken neck in unknown years. I'm thinking I was hung three or four times, maybe more. Thanks so much, Ron."
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's nice to hear results from people, you know.
Right. And that's very interesting. So if you missed it, now you know when you can get back on there and check it out. Okay. So my computer just picked that moment to flake out on me. We're getting close to the end of the show, Ron. I'll be on again tomorrow night, so I'll get back to our emails and comments. I was thinking that since it's summertime, we've done it recently, but if we could do a sample of the bites and stings for people, and maybe also if they've had a sunburn, we could do a sample of that.
What do you want again? Sunburns?
The bites and stings clearing bites since it's summertime.
Okay, yeah, sunburns, yeah. So, okay, here we go. If you have something going on in that department, we'll say, here we go. So think of it. And releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. That feels pretty good. I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five. And another way to look at yourself is whatever you are achieving or trying to achieve, you have to become that reality. okay? Otherwise, there'll be opposition to what you're trying to get. So all these clearings free you from alien programs and a reality that you may not wish to have. Now, once you get rid of those realities, then you need to, kind of like get re-jump-started into what you want to or need to have in your life, okay? But you have to become that reality. So whatever it is that you're choosing to maybe bring forth or manifest, you need to own that reality and to have it so that you are it, and then it'll come to you very easily. Otherwise, you're going to be bringing in the law of cause and effect, and you want to do that in the now, bring in what you are choosing to become and what you want to be, and then you have to hold that energy and actually become it. So that's the whole process. Some people do a clearing and they go, man, I feel a little distant and I don't know what to do next because my old reality had it in it and now there's a void. Well, it's up to you to choose. You have to choose your new life and then you have to become that reality. And then it becomes easy for you, you know. If you don't become the reality, then you're going to be struggling. So we better get off the program here.
Yes,
so
I think it's. I was just about to interrupt you,
everybody.
Thank you.
Mind a heart drop. So command in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. That's the darkness. That's the alien energies that are being transmitted to you, probably by the planets and everything else out there from the planets to the underground. Here we go. So releasing those energies and dropping down your thoughts to your heart. So counting from 10 to 1 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. And remember, anything outside of yourself is bogus. You want to be in the now, in your reality. So blessings. Thank you, everybody.